Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for June 3rd, 2020. And if you didn't know, which hopefully you should by now, this is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So at the start of last month, we exclusively reported on Google's plans for a new Chromecast Ultra based upon Android TV. Subsequent reports described a content-focused revamp of the operating system, with new leaks yesterday showing off the next Chromecast, its remote, and how Google TV's new look will, well, basically look. Marketing material acquired by XDA shows a pebble-shaped puck that is slightly taller than the current Chromecast. There is a G logo embedded with three colours, black, white, and a pink sort of sand colour shown. The flat HDMI cable is also seen, though the connector is not, and we do imagine that is similarly hued or similarly coloured. As we previously described, we see a remote control that's very similar to the Daydream View's control pad. Up top is a circular D-pad, while six circular buttons are below. From today's leak, we can see a back, assistant, home, star favourite, play pause and volume buttons available. Next up is a leak of the content-focused Android TV revamp, though, which we hear might be rebranded to Google TV when the Chromecast eventually launches. The home screen starts with the top bar, where there is a search in the top left corner. This is followed by a For You section, Movie section, TV section, and a Live TV section. There's also an Apps and My Library section. It's rather similar, though, to the current layout of the Play Store on Android TV, if you have seen that. Front and centre is a cover image advertising Game of Thrones from HBO Now and other shows, while there is a Play Next carousel below that. Another capability touted is the ability to manage your home from your couch with a noise detective notification in the screenshots appearing in the bottom left. These graphics originate from a video that will play during the initial setup process of this new device, while firmware that XDA also acquired suggests that the Amlogic chip that supports Dolby Vision is also included. Codenamed Sabrina, the retail name for this device has yet to leak, although Nest branding was suggested by Protocol last month. Just a week after giving free Nest Mini speakers to YouTube Premium subscribers, Google has another promo live. Today, some Nest Aware subscribers are getting emails offering a free Google Nest Hub, but the codes, unfortunately, don't seem to work for everyone. Following the debut of the Nest Aware plans late last year, Google is giving out some free hardware to let new customers take further advantage of their subscription. In an email, users are offered a free Google Nest Hub shipped direct from the Google Store, which is redeemable until late August this year. Based on the reports we've seen so far, it seems that this email has been sent out to those who subscribe to Google's new Nest Aware plans, specifically the $12 per month upgraded tier. Some of our own team are subscribed to the base tier of Nest Aware and they still haven't received an email. The catch? Well, for one, you'll need to be located in the United States to redeem the code. Other than that, this is a pretty straightforward free Nest Hub offer. The rollout of the newer material theme icons for Android Auto has long been overdue, but it is now here when using Google Maps navigation within your motor vehicle. You might be wondering what the heck we're talking about, but as originally spotted by the guys over at Android Police, when navigating using Google Maps, you'll now see the slightly newer wireframe icons rather than the filled icons for menu items. It's hardly the biggest UI change, but it will make your entire experience that bit more cohesive, which is what the material theme design guidelines were introduced to help enhance. As noted by Android Police, when you get directions to a location and start your journey, you'll see the newer material theme icons in the Google Maps shortcut bar. These shortcut options allow you to dive directly into settings, route overview, search along the route, and view destinations without having to really think about it. There is also an added overflow menu that gives you the option to share your journey with a contact should they want to know your ETA. Avid Android Auto users should already be seeing the updated wireframe material theme icons already, as this appears to have been a relatively silent rollout across the board. It's also worth noting that this doesn't require a software update or an app upgrade. It looks as though this has come server-side, so you shouldn't have to do anything to get the very minor visual improvement. Will the new icons change how you use Android Auto? Well, probably not, but it's a visual cohesion that really rounds off the in-car entertainment system. And finally, it's been a whirlwind following just what's happening with Google's Pixel 4a, with the device having numerous leaks and apparently a heavily delayed release date. With that said, the launch of a contact tracing app in France has once again leaked the Pixel 4a, this time showing it in the compatibility list of the Stop COVID app. The folks over at Frandroid found an official non-exhaustive compatibility list for the Stop COVID app. The contact tracing app is for users in France and it launched today on the Play Store. Notably, that app does not use Google's API for contact tracing. That aside, the list actually shows smartphones that are validated to work with the Stop COVID France application. On that list, there are devices from several OEMs, including the likes of Huawei, Xiaomi, and more. One device, though, that lacks a brand name or manufacturer, instead simply mentions a codename we're familiar with, and that is Sunfish. The Sunfish codename has been appearing for months at this point, and we know for certain it is indeed the Google Pixel 4a. With that in mind, it means someone involved in the Stop COVID app tried to get it on a Pixel 4a, while the device, of course, hasn't been released to the public. Ironically, the reason the phone still hasn't been released is due to, at least in part, the ongoing pandemic and its wide-reaching effects. So that was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And of course, subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.